Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. This is Eric Osnes.
And I'm Reba Haas.
And we're talking about taboos in real estate. Call us with your questions. You can reach us toll-free at 866-712-1300. Tweet us at Team Reba or email me at eric@ericismybanker.com. Hey, Reba, I was just thinking about, you know, we were talking about crime and all that earlier in the show. So I'm walking downtown Seattle, and I was just got out of a meeting, and I, like a lot of people, I had my head down. I'm kind of looking at my phone, and boom, I bump into a guy, and he's carrying a pizza, and the pizza goes flying.
Oh, no.
And this guy looks at me, and he goes, oh, man. He goes, I don't have a job. That was going to feed my family. You know, you just ruined my day. And I felt bad. I'm like, oh man, well, I'm really sorry. You know, here's 10 bucks, you know, go get another pizza. So he's like, thanks. And so then I get back to my office, and I was telling one of my buddies, I was like, man, I just bumped this guy and, you know, pizza flew. I told him the story.
Yeah.
He starts laughing. He says,
does this guy do it all the time?
That guy got me for 20 bucks yesterday.
Oh, God. So what?
What a brilliant scam. But
what's he do? Like hang out at some pizza place and get one
to throw
away? It's
probably the same pizza. Yeah, I imagine he's dropped that thing, you know, 8 or 9 times, you know, in a given day. So it was a pretty good one. He just waits for somebody who's not paying attention. And you know,
well, there's a whole lot of those out there.
I know. Isn't that the truth? But oh, well.
I hate to admit I do it too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, when we're looking at neighborhoods, it kind of got me thinking as you exit on every, you know, freeway off ramp and things like that. There's, you know, you get the folks that are panhandling and all of that.
Right. Yeah. Usually there's one where I get off at Dearborn on my way here to the station, and he wasn't there today, so I don't know what was going on.
It might be a topic for another show, but my brother has a brilliant idea about that, you know, to essentially solve that problem. Is on all the freeway on ramps and off ramps, we set up kiosks, and where the panhandlers, you can actually rent them, so you can put them in your car, and then you can drive in the carpool lane. So and then you just drop them off at another off ramp at the kiosk, you know, and then they can turn around and repeat the process.
Oh, no,
we have it's all thought out. We have a formal business plan for this. You know, it's elaborate and.
Well, you know, since they just implemented the express toll lanes on 405 on September 27th.
Speaking of which, that's right.
Seriously, is that where you just brought this up? You saw I brought this card in here to talk
about? I was looking at that. Yeah, yeah. I like my idea better.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, forget the good-to-go pass. Just go find yourself a guy
Rent
who's got
hobo.
Some time on his hands.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. You're killing me.
Yeah, well.
You're killing me here. I think that might be taboo to some. I'm not sure.
Okay. I feel so dirty right now. Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Oh, man.
But this 405 is working pretty good, right?
I don't know. I haven't.
The reports I've heard, I'm talking about the good to go pass, not my renta.
Okay.
homeless person business plan.
You know, I haven't really noticed yet.
Yeah, from the feedback I've seen and what I've read, it's working fairly well. They're saying accidents are way up, 35%.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. It's apparently confusing. You know, there's a double lines. You know, you're not supposed to cross those. People get confused about that. I'm not quite sure why.
And then what? Jerk their car one way or the other when they realize, I'm not supposed to do that?
Apparently. And the other
is that because they're still not looking when they change lanes?
Yeah, I believe so. And can I just make a public service announcement about
this? Oh, no, you're
going
to say something about Prius, aren't you?
Well.
I knew this was eventually going to show up on this show.
We'll save that for another show. But just because you can drive in that lane doesn't mean that you should be holding up traffic.
So if you're
driving slower than everyone, basically if you look in front of you and you see miles and miles of clear lane and you look behind you, and you see that
miles
M,
and miles of
all
backup.
You see in your mirror is the M from the GMC logo of probably, you know, the truck
your
driving
car.
Behind you. Guess what? You're holding up traffic. Get over. Please, just get over. I want to pass a law, speaking of Priuses, that we by law make the front right tire smaller in diameter than the front left tire. That way those cars will pull to the right and stay out of the left lane.
You're going to get us some callers because some people are going to get pretty annoyed with you and start calling.
Yeah, I'm not giving out the number anymore, 866-712-1300. So,
because you want to take those folks on, don't you?
I really want to have a dialogue about that someday. Because when we're talking about neighborhoods, there's some neighborhoods that are fantastic, but it takes so long to get there. And we can solve that problem. And it starts with that front right tire. So that's going to be my personal crusade as we
go
through this.
You know, I can't drive past a Prius without thinking of you.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Prius in town.
There are.
You know, my husband's going to start getting jealous because I'm constantly on
fairness,
the road thinking about you.
I know. And in all fairness,
distractions with Priuses.
They're not all bad. They're not all bad. But if you're driving one right now, look in front of you. If there's nobody in front of you, look behind you. If there's a stack of cars 2 miles long behind you, you're part of the problem. So just move over. And, we'll set up a special deal at local tire stores to give discounted front right smaller diameter tires or something.
Oh my gosh. We have to come up with a hashtag for you, Eric Hates Prius or something like that.
I don't hate them. I'm giving this advice in a very loving way. It's coming from a good place. It will reduce road rage and anxiety and angst all across the board. So,
well, and speaking of things that are supposed to try and help reduce some of that, they do have, for anyone who does want to get off the road in their own vehicle, make sure there are other tools that you can find, such as there's bus trip planning tools for kingcounty.gov/metro one site you can go to. Or there's communitytransit.org is another one. Facebook has a King County Metro Transit page you can go to as well. They have a lot of updates on there. I see a ton of information about any changes in schedules. And then on Twitter, this is actually probably one of the best up-to-date feeds that they've got. There's KC Metro Bus is one of the handles, and Curbit underscore CT, although I'm not sure what that's all about.
Community Transit, probably Snohomish County.
I was going to say, of course, I look at states, and I'm thinking, Connecticut, what? So Community Transit. So Curbit underscore CT is another one of
those.
Got it.
Excellent. And one of my favorite apps on my phone is Waze, W-A-Z-E. Which has been purchased by Google, but they have a navigation feature that will direct you off of the crowded thoroughfares.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I still think it looks like a video game.
Oh, it
I've tried it. It looks goofy.
But it works so good. Yeah.
Well, you're goofy. It's goofy. I guess it's a match made in heaven.
There you go. It's it's the cartoon world that I live in.
That's right.
So that's all good. Hey, tell us, you've got some stats about some neighborhoods here, too, while we're at it.
Yeah. I definitely want to make sure we get some good details of what's going on in some of the cities around the area. So just the other day, I was running some reports in our MLS, and I was pulling up median house prices.
Yeah.
And, I happen to live down in the Renton area. And so we're median price around 4.25 right now. But I thought, well, okay, besides just here, because I'm getting those stats together, by the way, because there's the Renton Business Expo coming up that we're both going to attend
October 22nd.
Yep, October 22nd. And so I was pulling some of those stats because we're going to be able to talk about them at that function. But I started thinking about, well, let's look at Seattle and King County and Bellevue. Bellevue was one of the highest ones that I pulled of just my general searches. And as of September 2015, the median home price in Bellevue, now this is based on a 3-bedroom, 1.75 or more bath, this 3+ on each of these, 1,500 square foot or larger single family home. The median price right now in Bellevue is $845,453.
Holy shnikes.
Yeah, wow. Shnikes is right.
Wow.
That would be correct. So that in your world probably means a jumbo loan.
It sure does.
That, right?
Well, the magic number is $517,500 for a loan amount. If you're above that, we're jumbo.
Well, let's talk about the Seattle median price then too, because in September, they were up to their highest in a really long time. In fact, I think this is the highest they've hit. It is $663,450.
Wow.
For Seattle. So that's, you know, pretty intense.
There's still some affordable things out there, but but my gosh, that's way up there.
Yeah, well, King County in general was at 565.
Wow. What a city we live in. What an area we live in. We'd like to thank you for joining us this week on Open House with Team Reba. And hope you're going to join us in the weeks to come. Be sure and tweet us at Team Reba on Twitter. Email me at eric@ericismybanker.com.
Find us on
Facebook.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.